You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, day before yesterday, I walked in while Gretchen was watching a documentary on Netflix, and I caught the last, like, 20 minutes of it. And then last night I sat down and I started at the beginning, and I watched to the point where I'd started watching. So now I've seen it in kind of backwards order, but I watched all of it, and I think you're going to see more and more people talking about it. It's one of the top two or three most watched films on Netflix over the last week, and it's called The Social Dilemma.
I've seen that on there. What's it all about?
Okay, so it's a documentary film that is exploring how smartphones and social media have distorted and made us crazy for the most part.
Yeah.
And, stirred up trouble and caused deaths and causes depression. And the people that they're interviewing are all people who are from that industry and are, you know, former employees of various companies like Facebook and Twitter and, you know, and Snapchat and all of the. And so they were right in the heart of it, explaining how the systems are designed to keep you engaged longer and longer and longer, and how the algorithms are built to really know everything, know more about you than you know about yourself.
Yeah, there's a history of you, of what you've clicked on, looked at, whatever, and then it starts catering to you. I mean,
well, it's not only catering, according to the message from the documentary, is that it's not catering to you, it is, in an evil way, sucking you in so that you almost have no choice.
It's like, because it's becoming you or
it's a
something.
Pure addiction. And one of the things that they pointed out that I found really interesting is they said there's really only two industries, if you want to label them industries, in the world that refer to, you know, their customers as users. And one is the illegal drug industry, and the other one is social media. And that's kind of interesting, right? Mm-hmm. Because they're the same. This is like a drug for us. And I'm writing a piece about it this morning where I'm saying that I'm still processing the message, because on one hand, I'm on board with so much of what they're saying. Because you know me, I get very concerned about not only my own addiction to social media, but as I watch, you know, an 18-year-old girl who lives in my house, my stepdaughter, and watch her.
Their life revolves around it, right?
Her whole life. Yeah. I mean, is her phone up to her face? And I noticed something with her that I pointed out not long ago. She seems to put everything, she kind of classifies everything by a scorecard. Mm. No matter what she talks about, it's like, well, they have 75,000 followers. And then I say, well, this person has 4.3 million followers. And it's almost as if she determines worth of something by how many followers it has.
Very much so, yeah. I could see that.
You know, Jeremy, that determines whether or not it's good.
Yes, if people like you and if you're popular, and it's virtual popularity now versus just getting it at high school.
And I'm aware that the film's creators are using fear to warn us about fear, and I get that. So my verdict is still out on it, but I cannot deny that it's fascinating to watch.
Like to watch that, yeah.
You should, especially since you've got a 9-year-old who's getting really close to the age where he's going to be demanding a smartphone.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Last night I was looking at some new iPhones online and reading about the new iOS 14 coming out for Apple. And he's like, well, you're going to need a new phone to run that. He's like, so what you should do is just go buy a new phone and then give me the one you have now, and I'll have that one, because I'd like to have a phone. So-and-so has a phone. I'm like, nobody, not yet. Not yet, little man.
Yeah. My fear, not fear, my concern, I guess, over the last few years is that if you have a problem with it and you want to speak out, it's difficult without being labeled, what did the lady call us the other day? A fearmonger?
Fearmongers.
We're fearmongers. Without that, or without being labeled old and out of touch. And I find that unfair. I can't point out, hey, I think this is a problem. And people just say, oh, you're just old and blah, blah. Well, no.
No, you're just seeing it. I mean, you're older and wiser.
When you
got to recognize
how the algorithms work to force you in. I mean, it's, well, force might be a strong word.
Kudos
we all
to
have
the
choice, but maybe we don't.
That's the thing. Kudos to the people that can drop it and get away from it. I just had a phone call with an employee of ours that just quit a couple days ago. I talked to him yesterday, and I was like, well, buddy, it was good working with you, and I'll just see you on Facebook and Instagram. And he's like, oh, no, you won't. He's like, I shut Instagram down. He's like, I found myself just being on it all the time, and it was consuming me. He's like, so I shut it down. He's like, it took a lot of effort, but I just hit unplug on it. He's like, and it's been great. I haven't been checking anything. I don't care what's going on. I'm not worried about posting all the time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that sounds refreshing.
Well, it can be more heinous than all of that, because they start getting into the part about how it feeds the conspiracy theory mindset. And so if you show any kind of interest, if you click on anything, you start getting fed more and more of this stuff. It gets into the whole thing about elections being, you know, impacted, and how in various countries around the world, it is controlled by those nations, and that they, you know, they actually are handing out phones to their citizens that are already loaded, preloaded with some of this stuff.
Maybe I don't want to watch this.
Well, I know I would recommend you watch it.
Freaky.
You just go into, because, I mean, hiding our heads in the sand is not the answer either. So I think it's a good start for people, especially for parents, and especially people who have parents of adolescents.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we tend to just hand them their phones and think that it's completely, you know, innocent and safe, and it's flat out dangerous in many respects.
Wow.
So I know I'm again sounding like a fear monger. But I mean, sometimes you need to stand up and say something.
Say the name of it again and where to find it, because you know we'll get 50 emails.
It's a Netflix show, and it's called The Social Dilemma. And I'll tell you what, if you just log on to Netflix, again, it's using the algorithms. It's one of the top five shows, so it will recommend it to you right away.
We heard you talking about this.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We heard somebody talking about this.
Right. I heard you listening to the radio where two men in Denver were talking about this. Don't you want to watch it?
Enjoy.
Yeah. And creepy. It'll depress you to a certain extent, but at the same time, I think it's a message that, whether you agree with everything they're saying or not, I think it's valid that there are concerns.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be aware.
And I'm just, you know, how much of the blame do we put at the feet of smartphones and social media? I don't think it's 100%, but it's a significant number.
Mm. Crazy, man.
Anyway,
crazy,
so that's crazy. What I did last
All
night.
All right, then.
And then I went to bed. I went to bed and did not check Facebook.
Excellent.
Before I went to bed. I was like, I'm going to do my part. But I don't know. How long can I hold out? You know?